yesterday. Hello, good morning. See. Hello, good morning. How's everybody this morning? Good, waking up? Kind of, no? All right, I'm going to ask everybody if you can please stand. Pray our hearts to give the best to our Lord, our worship. Why don't you turn to the person that's on your to your side and say hello, give them your hand, tell them good morning, tell them how good they look.
Shit. Hey, good morning. I'm here too. Not sure about my guitar yet.
We were gonna have Stephanie sing with us, but she started feeling sick. So I'm going to ask everybody to keep her in your prayers, please. And let's pray God all together. All right, here you go.
Let all the earth rejoice.
Father, we want to thank you for everything that you have given us, for your mercy, your love, and for giving us this great opportunity to come together and praise your name. And thank you so much for the word that you will be bringing us today, and I hope that it speaks to our hearts, God. Now you know you will. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
How y'all feel this morning? Give the worship team a hand clap of praise. I don't plan to be before you long this morning. Some of y'all might say this was the best chop ever because I plan to be finished in about 15 to 20 minutes. But don't quote me on that. I'm gonna share my testimony on this morning. And my hope is that through my testimony, we will see that we need God and we should recognize God every day in every aspect of our lives. One thing about my life is kind of peculiar because I have testimony after testimony after testimony. So this morning, I'm gonna just give you all the condensed version of one of the most powerful testimonies of my life. Amen? When I was 15 years old, my brother and I got up, as we normally do, and my father asked us if we would go and take our uncle to a doctor's appointment. So we got dressed and put our clothes on. We went and picked the uncle up. We took him to his doctor's appointment. And after we dropped him off at home, on our way home, my brother was passing a car. And there was another car that came over a hill that he didn't see. And in order to get back into the correct lane, he had to speed up and snatch the wheel to avoid hitting the car head on. The only thing about that was he never regained control of the car. And so the car went on the shoulder of the road, across the ditch, and hit a tree head on. Now, the vehicle that we had, it had an old automatic shoulder belt, which means that when you open the door, the shoulder belt will go forward. And when you close the door, it'll go back. So when I got in the car, I didn't put on the lap belt. The shoulder belt locked. And how it was supposed to work on impact, it's supposed to lock and hold you tight to the seat. It didn't work. When he hit the tree, what happened? The shoulder belt extended, and I left the seat, and I was flying. I left the seat, and I was going towards the window, and I saw the tree, and I saw the hood of the car. And when my face got right to the window, the belt locked, and it snatched me back to the seat. And the first thing, that's a good time to praise God. Now, the first thing that I remember hearing after that, my brother asked me, was I okay? I said, yeah, I'm all right. And I rolled out of the car. Now, I went to the hospital for minor injuries. In a couple of days, I was back to my normal self. And the thing about that is, if I would have died that day, I would have went to hell. But God saw fit to save my life. Even though I was 15 years old, I was a 15-year-old sinner. And I knew right from wrong. And I just continued to sin, ignoring God. Okay? So for 2 more years, I continued to sin. I continued to ignore God. Now, I'm 17 years old. I'm about to graduate from high school. I left my house. I was on my way to go see my girlfriend. Probably gonna sin some more when I got there. But on the way, I passed one of my friends going in the other direction. So I said, I need to talk to that dude. So I went the U-turn. And when I was U-turning, the dude that was behind me was passing me. So what he crashed and hit me in my side, the side of my car. So I rolled my car on the side of the road and I got out and I looked at my car. My car was it was total. I didn't have any injuries. And I looked at the other guy, his car had went across the road and slid and almost hit a tree. I was mad. I got out the car, I was mad and I was upset, really. Because as soon as I turned around and saw the dude, I started cussing. Because he crashed into my car. And I know my father's not buying me another car. So now it's a problem. And, you know, so I walk over there to the dude and I'm like, I'm not making any sense at all. I'm yelling and cussing, spit flying out my mouth and everything. And I was gonna probably fight the dude until dude outweighed me by like 15 pounds. I wasn't worried about that. But the problem was when his brother came up, his brother outweighed him by 20. So now I got a situation. I'm mad and I'm upset because he ran into my car. And in all honesty, it was my fault. But like I said, at that point, I don't really care about that. I don't have a car to drive anymore. So I calmed down a little bit, but the point is, I should have died again. I've been sinning for 17 years, but God saw fit to save me because God loved me. He didn't love the sin that I was in. Amen. And that goes for everybody. God loves everybody the same. He just doesn't love the sin. So, and it would seem like by now I would kind of get the picture and understand kind of what's going on in my life. My father was a preacher. So I should have some idea about God and what he's doing in my life. But I didn't recognize him. I didn't thank him. I didn't do anything. I just continued living my sinful life. So I continued sinning for a couple more years, and now I'm 19. Still a sinner. I was working at the Newport News shipyard, and I was living in Chesapeake. And I have to go through the Merrimack Tunnel to get to the yard. So on my way home from work, my sister was driving my car. And guess what happened? Had a wreck. How you know that? Really, I done worked 8 hours that day. And I'm ready to go home. And we get in a 5-car pileup in the Merrimack Tunnel. Guess what? I walked away again. I ain't get a scratch this time. A 5-car pileup in a tunnel and I walked away without a scratch. And what did I do? Kept right on sinning. Didn't thank God for saving me. Didn't thank God for saving my sister. Didn't do none of that. I didn't recognize God. Y'all see the pattern that's forming? It seems like we need to take a look at our lives sometimes and just look at what God does every day from the time that we wake up. Because really, honestly, I'm saved right now, and I've been saved since I was 22. And I'm about to get to age 22 in a minute. But sometimes I still neglect God. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. Because we have to understand that it was God that woke us up this morning, and he kept us through the day. When I come to school in the morning, I drive about, if I speed, it takes about an hour. If I drive the speed limit, it takes about 115, 120. Help, pray for me on my speeding. But the thing is, every morning when I get up and come to school, he keeps me on that journey. And I understand that it's God keeping me every day, because it's just like when we leave chapel today, we have to walk across the street to get back to the other side. That's not really that safe. Because it's occasions I've been in the cafeteria and I hear brakes locking up by the walkway. What's my point? My point is we need to acknowledge God and thank God and understand that it's only by his mercy and his grace that's keeping us. It's nothing that we do. It's God that watches over us and keeps us. Amen? Amen. All right. Now see, this is the hard one right here. Now this is the hard one. When I was going over this stuff in my mind, every time I got to what I'm about to say right now, I couldn't even finish. I mean, I'm sitting there by myself, just going over things in my mind, and I couldn't finish. So I've walked away at this point from 3 car accidents. And on August 12, 1999, I got up to go to work. Actually, my girlfriend and I, we got up to go to work because we were shacking up. We were sinning. It's sinning. We were shacking up. Nevertheless, we got dressed and we were on the way to work. And on the way to work, somebody say he didn't walk away. Somebody say he didn't walk away. And on the way to work, we got in a car accident. And what happened was the car got, it was a head-on collision, and the car got messed up so bad they had to cut the top off the car to get us out. And the Nightingale helicopter had to fly us to Norfolk General Hospital. And the first part, some things people had to tell me because I don't remember. I don't know. My mom told me, she said that when they I had a surgery instantly when I got there, and the surgery was probably about 8 hours long. And my mom told me, she was like, the doctor told her that when I wake up, he don't know what kind of condition my brain gonna be in. In other words, I should have had severe brain damage. I mean severe brain damage. I mean, you ever seen people in the wheelchairs and they got like the thing behind their neck holding their head up, and when they eat, they got to eat through a tube? That was supposed to be me. But I also, I suffer other injuries. I guess I start down at my feet and come back up. I had nerve damage in my body. I broke my left leg in 2 places. I actually broke my left leg right here. They had to restructure my left knee. I broke my leg right here. And I broke my hip on my left side. And I also broke my forearm. And I also broke the upper part of my left arm. And on the right side of my body, I broke my right leg. And I broke my right hip. I fractured my neck. And I fractured my back. Right now, I have metal rods in my legs. I have pins in my hips. And metal rods in my arm. And I was in Norfolk General for about 3 weeks. I can't remember that. And they shipped me to a hospital in Richmond, on the north side of Richmond, in Cumberland County. And the doctor would come to my room every morning and he would ask me questions. You know what he'll ask me? What's my name? What day is it? What's today's date? Who's the president? You know what I got right? My name. So after I stayed there for a while, I had to rehabilitate and try to get myself back together. But my thing is, it took all of that for me to recognize who God is. And when I was preparing for the day, I had asked God for a word, because I was gonna preach. That's what I wanted. That's what I thought I was gonna do. See, because my father's a preacher, and I watched him for years. I watched him prepare sermons, and I watched him preach. Matter of fact, he came here, and so I was like, I'm a preach, because I'm gonna do the introduction. My 3 points, maybe 1 or 2 third points for each major point. Then I'm gonna go into my conclusion, and you see, some people call it the celebration. That's the technical term for it. But then I know how to go to the mountaintop, because I've seen my daddy do it so many times. But that's not what God wanted me to do, so that's not what I did. God is a good God. And we neglect God a lot. And sometimes things are going on and we don't even understand it. For example, this is a Christian school. If some people think they came here to play basketball, some people think they came here because their friends came here, some people think they came here because their parents wanted them to come here, that's not the case. See, I don't know why you think you came here, but you came here to get a better relationship with God. For real, because when I was 18 and I graduated, you couldn't get me in a Christian college for nothing. If they was gonna give me a full ride and a car, I still wouldn't go. I'm serious. I mean, if you listen to my testimony, I had to be the hard-headed dude in the world, because I kept going through the same thing over and over again, and I really almost lost my life. The fourth time. Every time I should have lost, but the fourth time, God didn't do it. God did not lay a finger on me. He did not do any of it. But what he did do, he saved me. All right. And see, when I feel like I owe God. Amen. Because of what he did for me. Amen. And the thing about it, that's not the only thing that he's done in my life. Really, we all have a testimony for every day. Because guess what? He woke us up this morning, and he didn't have to. Because there were some people that laid down last night that didn't get up this morning. Matter of fact, it's some people that didn't get a chance to lay down. You are here for a reason. And you're in the right place at the right time. I mean, really, where are you going to go during the week besides maybe to your church, where it's going to be this many Christians in the same place? Amen. So if you want a relationship with God, if you want to learn more about God, if you want to get to know him, you're in the right place at the right time. Amen? Amen. And I just encourage those that have a strong relationship with God to reach out.